This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says a percentage of people in the world who have fled their homes to protect their lives has doubled in the past decade. But in Gaza, families say no matter how many times they run, they cannot find safety.
The United Nations says roughly 120 million people are now forcibly displaced worldwide, living outside their homes, forced to flee wars, persecution, and other human rights violations. Most people who flee are searching for someplace safe, but in Gaza, residents say there is no such place inside the enclave, so they keep moving to stay alive. Few families have escaped Gaza, but the vast majority remain because the borders are closed, and escape requires far more money than most displaced people have left. Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Protests in Turkey are growing over Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel that have continued to pass through a Turkish post. Despite President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent announcement of a trade embargo against Israel because of the offensive in Gaza.
Protesters have been targeting Azerbaijan's supply of oil to Israel through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. Azerbaijan, a close ally of Israel, meets about 40% of Israeli oil needs, a trade that appears unaffected by Israel's war on Hamas. With protests in Turkey against Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel continuing, police are stepping up arrests against organizers, prompting more protests, which analysts say further undermine Erdogan's claim of being at the forefront of confronting Israel. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved the influential war cabinet that he's overseen the fighting in Gaza. Move comes days after a key member of the body bolted from the government over frustration. This is VOA News. The United States is concerned that the espionage trial of detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who denies charges of collecting secrets for the U.S., CIA will be held behind closed doors, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller on Monday.
We will try to attend the trial as we try to attend the trial of any American citizens who are detained in Russia. But ultimately, I don't have an answer for you yet whether that's going to be possible.
The 32-year-old was detained by the Federal Security Service in March of 2023 on charges of espionage that carry up to 20 years in prison. The first American journalist to be detained on spy charges in Russia since the Cold War, more than three decades ago. Gershkovich has denied the charges. The journal says that he was doing his job and denies that he was a spy. Campaigning kicked off on Monday for France's snap parliamentary election a day after the national rally. Party's anti-immigration policies may have been the target of words by French footballer Killian. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Liana Agoun, the 22-year-old care worker, says she and Mbappe both share the same concern, the rise of extremism. During a press conference on the eve of France's opening game at Euro 2024, France's team captain made a call to young voters.
Aujourd'hui, on voit très bien que les...
Agoun says that message hit home.
I agree with everything he says. I have a similar opinion, and I think it's important to go and vote, especially now and for the future generations.
Mbappe said he supported the same values and position as his teammate, Marcus Thuram, who has clearly called for voters to ensure that the far-right national rally, quote, does not pass.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Chinese Premier Li Xiong is now ending his Australian tour in the west coast city of Perth, where he's focusing on China's investment in critical minerals and clean energy. Li last week became the first Chinese premier to visit New Zealand and Australia in 7 years. Later Tuesday, he's become the first premier to visit Malaysia since 2015. Li is China's second most powerful leader after President Xi Jinping. He's inspecting iron ore miner, a clean energy research facility while in Perth. In a move reminiscent of her political mentor, incoming Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has displayed a series of surveys commissioned by her political party that she says show a wide majority approve of controversial judicial changes. Sheinbaum said Monday that the public opinion surveys were conducted over the weekend. The reforms proposed by outgoing President Andres Manuel López Obrador include 20 constitutional changes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.